good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Are y'all ready to praise Him? I said, are y'all really ready to praise Him? Come on, put your hands together right where you are, and let's celebrate this God who made.
You are Jehovah. Your name is Jesus. You are the Lord. And all of creation. Our God, you reign. We give you praise. Exalt your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Our God, you reign.
Come on, lift up your voice and praise Him like you know He reigns. Clap your hands, do your dance, open up your mouth and declare the God you reign.
Our God you reign, our God you reign, we give you praise, it's all your name you say.
Our God you reign,
ooh, Lord, give you praise, it's all your name. Our God you reign, God you reign, we give you praise, it's all your name. God you
That was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in all the way from a Bahamian gifted group of young people that goes by the name of Glory Seekers. And that was their latest anointed song entitled, You Reign. Wow, what a beautiful song. Our God, you reign. We give you praise. We exalt your name. Glory Seekers, you guys keep up the great work. The sky is the limit. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome one of the great gentlemen in ministry and music and such an awesome man of God, loves the Lord with all his heart, songwriter, producer, musician, singer, recording artist, businessman extraordinaire, family man extraordinaire, so much more. The one and only Bishop Dr. Leonard Scott. Bishop, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mike D, I'm doing good, and it is so awesome to be with you today.
Oh, always great to have you, man. Such an honor, such an honor.
Good day, Dr. Scott, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show.
Hey, Landlord, how you doing?
I am good, my friend. I am awesome. Dr. Scott, through this whole pandemic, you have been really, really busy. You've been releasing books and songs and keeping yourself really, really busy, you know. What have been driving this passion within you?
We have a mandate to keep hymns alive. You know, the Bible says to sing a new song unto the Lord, which I'm all for, but it never tells us to stop singing the old songs. And the old songs have a special anointing on them. And so we found out that during the pandemic, a lot of people were going back to those songs that they'd come up on, those songs that had such a rich meaning in their lives. And so we're wanting the new generation, the young generation, to not miss out on some of those songs that have been so important in the lives of our ancestors.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I got you, man. And I really understand your point, man. You know, good stuff, man.
Keep up the great work that you've been doing for so many years, Dr. Scott. And it's Black History Month, and many people know you're a trailblazer and a Black history maker. You have the oldest Black-owned and operated record company in America, man, still going strong. Tell us about the great Ty Scott Records.
All right. Well, we've been going since the 70s, and it's been a good ride. I tell you, God's been good to us. We started out with a church choir, and from there, you know, the Lord blessed us with some of the finest, greatest artists, gospel artists in the world. Reverend John P. Key and the late, great Rance Allen and the Rance Allen Group. Some of the ones like on the scene right now, like Anthony Brown and Group Therapy and Jason Claiborne and Jason Nelson. And, oh, wow. Bree Babinaw and KCJ. And man, I just, there's so many that God is using in these days to get the gospel out in music. And many of these artists are preachers also that preach the word of God. Lives are changed, and we're just delighted to be a part of these ministries that God is using.
Oh, I'm telling you, that list goes on and on. You know, that is really special that in Indianapolis, back in 1976, you started that record company, and all the music you put out throughout the years and all the opportunities you've had for artists, not only singing, but, you know, in film and that type of thing, and, you know, just a conglomerate in the entertainment industry. That is really special for Black History Month, Dr. Scott.
Yeah, God has certainly been good to us, man. I tell you, all glory to him. He's done it. You know, we've seen labels come and go, and quiet as it's kept, some of the things that happened, we probably should be gone also accept for the grace of God.
Awesome. Hallelujah.
I like that, man. I like that, Dr. Scott. But, you know, you were obedient and you followed the will of God, and God continually used your ministry and used your record label to impact so many people all over the world. Dr. Scott, there is an artist from out of Trinidad and Tobago. He has a question for you. His name is Carlos Durante. He is a singer, a songwriter, and his question for you is a two-part question. He says, I see you started in 1989. What can you say is important to note in the business of music today as opposed to that of when you started? And what would you say is something in business of music that hasn't changed from then to now? Or maybe what can be added back from then that probably has changed now?
Carlos Durante. That is an awesome question. You know, we actually started in 1976. And so you're right. A whole lot of things are different today than they were back then. I tell you, one of the main things that we didn't have to deal with, that if you don't deal with today, it's going to be hard for you to make it. And that is social media.
Wow.
Social media. That seems to be the way people communicate today. Mm-hmm. And so you got to have a presence on the internet, if you know, for your music, as well as terrestrial radio is as important as it was then. So that's something that hasn't changed, that, you know, you still need to have a good presence on regular radio. And of course, today, back then, there's a every generation has a sound, and so you find out where you are, what your sound is. You know, there's a traditional sound, there's a contemporary sound, but just, you have to find out who you are and be that, be who you are, and you have to have good songs.
Amen.
Great advice, Doctor.
Yeah, man, that right there was some very powerful words of advice. And I hope that if you are an artist and you were listening, that you would absorb that information and just run with it.
Well, Bishop Dr. Leonard Scott, we thank you so much for joining us. Man, what a great man of God you are, and a history maker, the oldest black-owned and operated record company in America, Ty Scott Records. All the best with what you do in the future, man, and thanks for all that you have done to bless people, for sure. Thanks for joining us, Bishop Dr. Leonard Scott.
Thank you, Mike, and Landlord, and all of you in Africa and in the Caribbean, the islands. Thank you so much for your support down through the years.
You are so welcome, Dr. Scott, and it's always a great pleasure to have you here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show, and we wish you all the best.
Hallelujah. Come on, sing, y'all.
You are crossing the desert of life.
Fresh breath of life.
Breath of life in your kindness.
Tower of strength.
Tower of strength in your strength.
And you are.
And you are.
Daystar.
Daystar of light in the dark.
Vision of hope.
Vision of hope to the world.
You hold all power.
Hold all power in your hand.
You are the great I am.
You are the great I am.
Abraham knew you. Jehovah Jireh. Moses knew you as the emancipator of the people of God.
You are the great I am.
You are the great I am.
You are the great I am.
Son of God, Son of Man.
Son of God, Son of Man.
You're the great I am.
You are the great I am.
Hallelujah.
You are the great I am.
Isaiah called you wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.
You are a rose in the desert of life.
Fresh breath of life.
A fresh breath of life in your kindness.
Tower of strength.
Tower of strength in your strength.
Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the great I am. I need a witness. Come on, help me out.
Great I am. He's all powerful, all knowing, all seeing, and God loves you. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's real. He's really, really real. And the latest from Bishop Dr. Leonard Scott, Great I Am, is sounding good in the neighborhood. Big ups to Dr. Scott and everyone at Ty Scott Records, a great record company, and the oldest black-owned and operated record company in America, in business since 1976. And big ups to men and women in the islands everywhere, in Africa and in America, making history every day with great service and customer care and so, so much more. Big ups to you. Landlord Dr. Bishop Leonard Scott never stops working, never stops believing, never stops doing great kingdom things. And he's an inspiration to younger people and older people with that dedication to God's kingdom.
Mike, I agree with you 100%. You know, age is only a number, and it has been decades from Dr. Scott started, and he continues to stay consistent and focus on the call of God on his life, man. And he is so humble, and trust me, he is such an amazing guy, man. You guys got to meet him, man. And at this time, I just want to thank him for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next is a family group. They go by the name of Levis Heritage from out of Jamaica. Check out their latest single entitled, Yes Man.
Levis Heritage again. Connect to God like Bluetooth. Green pants, green shirt, black shoes. In a God we no farm fool. Listen.
Like in a the army.
Press trap with the word of God, demons get flat. From the secret place, so I no plating, no faking. When me done, the angels give me ratings. Man, I top crystal, look on the rankings. Me know the dudes to fame, this a leg game, yeah. To save a soul, that a the aim, yo. World strap, every day cause, man, yes, man. Yes, man, yes, man, for Jesus. Cause, man, yes, man, yeah. Yes, man, yes, man, for Jesus. Cause, man, yes, man. Yes, man, yes, man, for Jesus. Soul hustler for the king. Clean stepping out, ever ready to preach the word of God. Now all I said
nation. Yo, my God, a ruling nation. Whoa, me no fear not a demon. Cause man, yes man, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Cause man, yes man, yeah, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Cause man, yes man, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Cause man, yes man.
Ready for the call of duty? Ah,
yes to your will, yes to your way. Anyway, you send me, Lord, whether night, whether day.
Give me the sword, I sprint, me take on the devil.
Enemy want this, but him not on me level.
Like Tom Cruise, yes, on a mission. Strapped with ammunition, Bible in a me hand. Winning swords, yes, that a the plan. Grace to everyone, even if I'm me once.
Cause man, yes man, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Cause man, yes man, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Yeah, yes man, yeah, yes man, yes man, for Jesus. Shirt, black shoes, no! In a God we no farm fool.
Connect to God like Bluetooth. Green pants, green shirt, black shoes, no! In a God we no farm fool.
You see on the TV news in America some people being yes men to seemingly all the wrong people. It may make someone wonder, do those people have one yes for the Lord? My yeses are to the Lord, Christ Jesus. And Yes Man is from the wonderful, gifted musical artist from a ministering family out of Jamaica. Landlord?
Yeah, Mike. Levis Heritage is on fire for Christ on their latest song entitled Yes Man for Jesus. You know, Levis Heritage is a family group that started out in 2005, consisting of two brothers, O'Neill and Ovando, and their sister, Ocean. The group is doing really, really well right now in Jamaica. They are well respected. And their dad, Minister Lubert Levy, who is also a well-known artist in Jamaica, is their inspiration. I know that he is a very proud dad, you know, just watching his kids grow up and to see, you know, that they're following in his footsteps. But big up yourself, Levis Heritage, and keep on bringing those awesome, beautiful music that are uplifting and changing the lives of people all over the world, man. Good stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, it's great to see all of the positive people getting together doing great ministry, not only locally, but globally. Wow! Serving the Lord in all kinds of ways. All kinds of different members, one body. Yeah. We are one in Christ.
Most definitely, Brother Mike. You know, God is such a genius. He gives one man the vision, but it takes so many others to see through, man. You know, great stuff, man. Well, at this time, I want to thank Dr. Leonard Scott for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And I also want to thank you, our faithful listeners, for always taking the time to follow and listen to us. We love you, we appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is another sold out for Christ artist. She is originally from Guyana, but she is now living in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she is very active in her ministry, man. She is all about Christ, man. I want you guys to check out her latest single entitled Desperate For You by Kiyoka Crookshank. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
I've been looking all my life. sin esa.